Bert's light blue sedan turned into the driveway between the knitting shop and Kelly's cottage. Kelly was already seated at one of the cafe's outdoor tables, waiting. Despite the sunshine, Kelly found the morning chillier than usual, forcing her to dig through her closet for, of all things, a sweater. Now she felt really guilty for not finishing the sweater in the bottom of her knitting bag. Kelly held that same knitting bag in her lap, waiting for Bert to approach. "Thanks for coming, Bert," she greeted.
"You couldn't keep me away, Kelly,"
he said as he settled into a wrought iron chair across from her.
"I could tell you've been up to something from the sound of your voice."
He smiled genially.
"I don't know why I even bother to warn you."
"Well, this time I think you'll be glad I didn't pay attention," Kelly replied. "I've found something, Bert. Something important that will help with Allison's case."
"I figured. What is it?"
Kelly withdrew the beige office envelope from her knitting bag. Opening the bag, she gingerly pulled the glossy gallery brochure halfway out of the envelope. Pausing deliberately, she looked Bert straight in the eye. "This brochure has fingerprints on it. Some are mine, but there are other prints as well. And I'm betting those prints will match the ones found on the coffee cup at Allison's apartment." Bert stared at Kelly, then at the brochure, then back to her. His eyes narrowed.
"Where did you get this, Kelly?"
"From Brian Silverstone. He gave it to me when I visited his gallery in Denver. I watched him take the brochure from a file cabinet, so hopefully there won't be too many other prints there, aside from Brian's and mine." She grinned. "I'll be glad to come to the department and be fingerprinted, if you'd like."
"I don't think that'll be necessary," Bert said dryly.
Kelly slid the brochure back into the envelope and handed it over. "And just so you won't think I'm obsessing on Brian Silverstone."
"Now why would I think that?"
Bert retorted, eyebrow raised. Kelly ignored his comment and continued. "I thought I'd fill you in on some new information reported to me by other people, mind you, not the figment of my imagination."